Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free, and you can bring up anything that you want to discuss. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. You can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in studio, it's Ian here.
Cantwell.
Oh, Cantwell, hang on a second. Something screwy here with your microphone. Did you hear him at all when he said that? I did not. All right.
No, I don't hear it.
We'll work on that here in a moment. Cantwell is here with us, and we will figure
he's
out.
He's out for the segment.
What the hell is going on with his microphone here in just a moment? So, Mark, we've actually got a special guest to start out the program. We've been talking about Cameron Hughes wine for
like a
couple weeks now.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's been a month.
Something
quite,
close to that.
Two or three weeks, I think, at least. And we had a great wine tasting here at the Keene Activist Center recently. So you actually wanted to bring Cameron on because Prohibition isn't really over yet, is it?
No, I had a conversation with Cameron when I was talking to him about getting our shipping code and that sort of thing. He was very kind regarding that, but one of the things he started doing was telling me what it's like to try to send wine around America, because I knew that it couldn't be easy. Cameron?
Well, it's gone a lot easier, but it's taken, 70, 80 years post-prohibition to get us here, maybe 90 years. It is a very complicated task that actually requires, you have to have an outside agency to help you run the compliance that helps you ship wine to a bunch of different states.
Yeah, I mean, so I think that what people probably don't realize when they're enjoying a beer or a glass of wine or whatever is that there's this whole sort of created system back there that was basically put together sometime in like the 30s, maybe the on into the 40s, that really was, it's archaic at this point today.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right. So, Prohibition ends 1933, and what really drove a lot of the Prohibition sentiment was what you called Tied House. And that's where you had a beer supplier primary or whiskey supplier that also owned the outlet to serve that item. So
yeah.
That's a Tied House, right? And so after Prohibition, every state was left to its own to enact its own liquor laws. And to this day, you still have, basically I say all of us wine folks out here in California, we export to 50 different countries called the United States. And because each one has its own laws. And there's still dry counties all over the place, Texas and down to the south. But anyhow,
Does that mean that you can't ship to a dry county or only that
you can't drink in those places? You can't buy alcohol.
Wow, I didn't realize you couldn't even drink in the dry county. I knew you couldn't buy alcohol, but I mean, I know that, everybody sort of drives to the store in the next county over and then drives home. You're saying
They do. Nobody's going in anybody's house, with their, gendarmes and saying, hey, we saw you doing a shot through the window. But
will you not ship to the dry counties? I'm just curious.
Yeah, no, we can't.
Wow.
In fact, there's a whole computer system that monitors. So when someone comes into our website and say want to order some wine, there's a back end that monitors every zip code and tells you whether you can ship there or not.
Amazing.
Yeah. And where I was headed was this is all kind of left over from the post-prohibition environment. And distributors, I'd say probably 20, 30 years ago, there were probably 7,000 or 8,000 beer, wine, and liquor distributors here in the country.
Okay.
And now there are about 700.
Wow.
And so you can see how it's flip-flopped. And at the same time, there were maybe 700 wineries 20, 30 years ago, and now there are 8,000. And so you can see the difficulty. Go to Texas, for instance. There are effectively two distributorships that run 85-90% of the volume of the state through their warehouses. Yeah, and everybody else is a small little entity that scraps for whatever's left over.
So let me ask you this. Usually in the marketplace, a person wants to do business with another person. So I wish to drink wine. I come to you, I wish to have wine. Now, in the post-prohibition America, there's people in between. Who are the people besides the distributors that are in between? Those are the people that are really sort of just milking the system. They're not really creating anything inside the system. They're not producers and they're not consumers. So who are those?
That's right.
Who are those people?
Well, those folks are big, you know, they started out as family companies, and to this day, they're all privately held. But they're massive billion-dollar operations that have consolidated over, as you can see, going from 8,000 down to 700. But realistically, there are seven massive national distribution organizations that all the product gets filtered through, and they're Southern Wines and Spirits out of Florida. It's the Glazer family out of Texas. And, they're big, massive billion-dollar companies that stay totally under the radar like I said, they're privately held.
Got it. So this is basically its distributors that are sort of skimming off the top and getting the extras. Obviously, the government gets some kind of tax on at least liquors. I've seen stamps across them.
Well, the distributors are mandated to be there by law, right?
That's the post-prohibition environment that we were talking about. Every state had to run its own beer, wine, and liquor, but you have to sell in every state. I have to sell to a distributor to sell to a retailer, right? So those guys were put in place primarily to get the mobsters who basically exploded under Prohibition.
Yeah.
You know, the whole organized crime syndicates were born out of Prohibition. Not born out of, but really saw a massive opportunity, right?
Yeah.
And so the Tidehouse laws and the local control of distributorships were put in place to effectively keep those folks out. And it worked out really, really well. But, you know, we've come to a point in history where, you know, the government can collect taxes on internet shipments, et cetera. But distributors still do have a lock on selling any wine to a licensee retailer in any particular state. Or you still have situations like Pennsylvania and Utah where the government still runs the import and distribution mechanisms for all alcohol.
Let me ask you about Tide houses. So these Tide houses, this is spelled like tying a shoe. So you're
That's right, T-I-E-D.
Yeah, so your alcohol is tied to the distributor, the retail
outlet. The producer would own the retail outlet.
It sounds like the radio business where they have what's called owned and operated, where these big radio companies have syndication arms where they have these national shows, and then they have radio stations that they just cram down all their national shows on, regardless of the merits.
That's right. So in these cases, this would have been what basically came up out of the free market. Tell me what was wrong with these Tide houses.
Well, the problem you had, like say in the 1910s, the 1920s, was the Tide houses were pushing so much volume through, and probably irresponsibly so. So the dries, right, the folks that the Protestants that were morally against alcohol in any way, shape, or form, used the image of the drug supplier, so to speak, pushing it on their victims, and so. That's what the Tide houses were. And, you still have them. They exist in Britain. I mean, Guinness owns thousands of pubs, right, in Britain. So that's a Tide house where you own the outlet.
So now, basically, they were moving volume. They were being successful at marketing beer.
That's right.
Okay.
And the image was one of them, to the dries, of course, as a drug dealer, right?
Yeah.
Similar to the situation we have today, where you've got millions of people in prison because they had some pot on them or something.
I also saw the Ken Burns film where the Prohibition, where they were talking about these Tide houses being used in political campaigns. I guess the politicians would come in and maybe pay for all the alcohol for the evening or something like that, and essentially buy their votes. But I don't really think that has anything to do with
it. And it still happens to this day.
How so?
Well, I think you've got distributors maintain their power in markets in large part by, you know, they've been supporting politicians and political enterprise in their various markets for a long, long time. They're some of the biggest donors.
Cameron, hold that thought. We're going to come back more on post-prohibition America here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you've got a question for Cameron, he's in the business, and he knows a lot about it. 855-453 or Skype, Free Talk Live.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. 1-800-463-9184.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. Plenty of time for your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Coming up, the Bitcoin price seems to have dropped on an event. Now, it's pretty hard to get the Bitcoin price to drop. when something happens in the world, but it did happen just over the last 24 hours, apparently, with the loss of one of the world's most popular underground marketplaces. We'll talk more about that. It's kind of a vice night so far here on Free Talk Live. We've actually got Cameron Hughes on the line with us here. We're going to bring him back on for
hookers at hour nine.
More discussion of, we don't do 9 hours, but I think you mean the 9 p.m.
Nine p.m., sorry.
But, so we've got Cameron Hughes, who we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks. He's the guy that goes to the different vineyards, the fancy vineyards, and buys essentially their extra stock, relabels it under his own label, his own private label, by lot number, and then sells it to you for a fraction of the price you'd pay those fancy vineyards for the same wine. So you're getting what is normally $70 to $100 bottles of wine for $15 to $25, from what I understand, over at chwine.com. And we've actually got Cameron with us. So am I right on that range? Like, what's the low end? What's the high end of what people will pay for a wine over at chwine.com?
Well, there's a couple different examples. So we do, let's say on the high end, Cabernet, there's lot 525 is a Stagecoach M Block. Stagecoach Vineyard M Block Cabernet, guys selling it from $135 to $175 a bottle. We pulled the same fruit, made it ourselves. We sell it for $29. There's a Meteor Vineyard Cabernet on there for, sells for $135 if you buy three. And, we sell, the same fruit vinified at a high-end custom crush facility for $29. And then you'll find everything from, you know, $40 quality Carneros, big oaky buttery rich Chardonnays, for $18 that would normally cost you between $32 and $40.
So wait,
and again, it's all about removing the middleman.
Maybe I misunderstood. I didn't realize you guys were making your own wine. I thought you were buying extra wine from these other companies.
Yeah, and that's at the high end, and we do. So that's the bulk of our business. But at the highest end of the price spectrum, we're actually buying fruit from these super, super high-end vineyards and actually making wine at someone else's winery, right? But the bulk of, like, Lot 555, I think I've got one pallet left. It's on the website. That's from a very high-end Rutherford producer. We bought 10,000 gallons of wine from them. It was a big vintage in 2012, and they're a big but high-end producer of $100-plus bottles of wine, and we bought the wine, we bottle it, and we ship it to you for a fraction of the price. And Napa Cab's where we can really add a lot of value because those wines are so expensive.
You do get most of your wines from California, right?
Yeah, we do. But we do some imports. We've stayed out of it just because of the very expensive euro, but now it's looking a lot more attractive.
Yeah.
I think a lot more attractive.
Well, don't worry. The euro is going to continue to crash. That's a mess over there.
Yeah, that's my guess, too. I've kind of been hoping for it, maybe against everyone else's better interest. But, you know, I've always seemed ridiculous to me that their currency should be at 145 to the dollar.
Let me ask you this. So I've kind of wondered since I've been doing these ads, when you go to these wineries and, you know, you're trying to get their overstocks of these high-end wines, do they look at you like the cowboy with the white hat riding in to save them, or the Undertaker coming in to, like, you know, show them their own mortality? I mean, they should have been able to sell all these.
Absolutely, the cowboy with the white hat.
Okay.
You know, it's I was once compared by a fellow vintner to kind of a vulture, and but he said, you know, Cameron, it was a compliment, and you know, vultures are necessary to keep the environment free from disease, etc. And the disease that I take care of is oversupply. You know, you were talking about an agricultural product. We had short vintages in 10 and 11 and shortages of wine. Now we're back into where we've got three big healthy harvests in a row, and everybody's looking for outlets. Like, my gosh, you know, I make 15,000 cases of high-end Napa Cab. I've got 20,000 from each vintage. I like to control how much goes into the marketplace so I don't have to go work too hard, number one. But number two, I don't want to have to lower my price. So I'm going to sell 5,000 cases worth of wine off to Cameron over here, and he's going to solve my problem for me.
How long have you been doing this?
About 13 years now. I think it was 2001 I started.
Is it a special license you need to be able to send fermented grape juice through the mail?
It is, yeah, absolutely. So we've been licensed as a producer of wine, because we do make wine at facilities, and that gives me the right to ship to about 41 or 42 states now, whereas 5-7 years ago, it was about 20. So it's opened up considerably.
That's good to know.
Yeah, just out of curiosity, what are some of these states that you can't ship to?
You can't ship to Utah, can't ship to Pennsylvania, you can't ship to the Dakotas, which, you know,
nothing
I don't
at
think
all,
anyone...
No product whatsoever can leave your facility and go to those states.
That's correct, unless the state buys it themselves. And New Hampshire I can ship to, they just want to track everything that comes in there. And so they do track it. Yeah, they track everything. In Texas, if you order more than 2 cases of wine in a month... Texas will send me a note and send you a note and say you've exceeded your quantity of wine that you're allowed to purchase this month.
Is they're worried not about that you'll drink too much, but they're worried that you'll be selling it under the table, I presume.
That's part of it, yeah. And, you know, the distributors, of course, have, you know, worked with their local congressional representatives to make sure, or state representatives, to make sure that, that there's no one doing that. And somebody was doing that with very high-end wines in Philadelphia and got recently caught with a whole cellar full of wine that he was then re-retailing out. But that's the only time it's ever happened that I know of.
This just sounds like such a huge pain in the neck. I mean, we've been saying on the show, we've got the promo code we've been giving out that they get free shipping from you if they use it.
Code FTL. It's
code FTL at chwine.com, and they get free shipping. And even before this conversation, I was saying to my fellow hosts here, I was saying, this is impossible. There's no way he could give you the cheap wine and then give you the cheap shipping on top of it, and then you come on here and you tell me what a pain in the neck it is to ship this stuff around. You've got a special interface in the back end, and Texas is sending you letters that you've got threats from government agencies. I mean, it's crazy.
Happened. Absolutely. Yeah, and we've got cease and desist letters from all sorts of places.
I'd like to say thank you for your service and your dedication.
SilkRoadWines.com.
You know, I can't take a lot of the credit for it. It was Jennifer Granholm, the governor of Michigan, who sought to put all these crazy restrictions in place on shipping wine in there. And a coalition of California wineries took her to court, and they won. They're the ones that secured the right to do this. So it's the winery's advocacy.
This guy's like the next Ross Ulbricht.
Yeah, I have no idea who that is, but I'll take that as a compliment.
He's the guy from the Silk Road.
Yes.
Let me ask you, what's the cost to ship one of these? We got a case of like six bottles of wine, and I just thought to myself, this has to have been, you know, quite a bit to ship.
Yeah, and it costs about $36 for me, just FedEx ground rate, to ship a case across the country, right? So, and then it's about $6 in packaging and then another $5 or $6 in just overhead, right? So it's very expensive to ship this stuff across the country. And we're one of the biggest shippers out there. We ship tens of thousands of cases of wine direct to consumer. You know, it costs us that much. And if you're a small winery,
Cameron,
it only ships 1,000
packages. We are really short on time, but having you on. Really informative. chwine.com. The discount code for free shipping, limited time, is FTL. And I think it's been great. Thanks for coming on Free Talk.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, guys, my pleasure. It's been a real fantastic time, too. Here.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you like. Just dial in toll free. The latest on the, not the Silk Road this time, but Evolution Marketplace. What was the world's most popular underground market is now offline. And we're going to get into that here.
Sort of the downside of being popular underground.
Well, it's true. And well, it could also be that they were, you know, always intending to take it down as well. But if you want to get yourself some Bitcoin, now might be a good time. The market, the price of Bitcoin has dropped essentially since Evolution Marketplace went down, and it's now at around $250 per Bitcoin, which, of course, you can get fractions of a Bitcoin. You can get up to $40 worth of Bitcoin for no fee whatsoever over at ExpressCoin.com by using coupon code FTL. So, again, ExpressCoin.com. You can also get Litecoin and Dogecoin there. They are a licensed money services business. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. Get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, or wire transfer. Just go to ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can also do it from your smartphone, ExpressCoin.com. They've got an app. Go and grab that. Coupon code FTL, again, gets you up to $40 worth of your preferred cryptocurrency with no fee at all. So ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. The price of Bitcoin dropped pretty precipitously. Like, it was getting up real close to $300 per Bitcoin, and then looks like within the last 24 hours has dropped off down to about $250. The story from Wired.com's Andy Greenberg, who is their security writer, one of their security writers. He's been covering the Silk Road for a number of years, so he's fairly intimately familiar with the underground black marketplaces. For those that don't know, Chris Cantwell, would you like to describe what an underground marketplace is on Tor, and what is Tor?
Well, Tor is an anonymization network that it basically bounces your internet traffic between a number of sources and encrypts it in order to prevent people from finding out who you are. And this is something that there's been some holes poked in it over a period of time, and nobody's entirely sure just how secure the network is, but for most of us it should be secure enough. What happens is, unfortunately, when you run a service on that it stays there and it needs to be able to be found. It apparently there's some downside to that people can figure out who you are, and this seems to be what has happened over there with Evolution, has happened with Silk Road. And
well, we don't know why Evolution has gone offline, but it's certainly what happened with Silk Road, where they went after the creator, the alleged creator, now found guilty, creator of Silk Road, Ross Ulbricht. The Silk Road was the first and therefore the most infamous of these marketplaces. There was a Silk Road 2.0, which lasted for about a year after Silk Road, the original Silk Road, got taken down. They busted Silk Road 2.0. There's now a third Silk Road that is currently in operation, but the third Silk Road didn't get the foothold that the first and the second ones did. I think the second Silk Road, people wanted to believe that this was still a good site, even though it turned out from the federal indictment that there was a federal agent who was who was an administrator of Silk Road 2.0 from the beginning, the same guy who worked his way into an administrator role of Silk Road 1.0. So the whole Silk Road 2.0 thing was completely botched from the word go.
Well, that's kind of the thing about having an anonymous network. I mean, the idea being the way you're building your reputation is basically by doing a bunch of illegal things, and it's not as if the federal government is exactly above breaking its own laws in order to catch people defying the edicts of its masters. And
yeah, they had to sell drugs in order to get to the point where they could be an administrator of the Silk Road.
Right, which is not something that the federal government is exactly averse to doing. I've remarked just about the Postal Service itself. It seems to be the one thing that the government does better than the free market is deliver drugs. You can't ship drugs through FedEx or UPS. You do it through the Postal Service. They obviously have immunity to do such things, and so they're not nearly as averse to doing it as your average private person is. And so if you are going to be if you want to go and get involved with these people, well, the way you're building your reputation is basically by doing these things that normal people suffer the risk of imprisonment for doing, and government. Governments are obviously don't have the same aversion to that as the rest of us. So they manage to. It's easier for them to infiltrate than your average like drug ring down on the street, which often gets infiltrated itself.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's not like you're face to face with people. You see all their twitches and their tells, and you can figure out if these people are uncomfortable or lying or whatever. Yeah. And it seems to me that they're almost easier to infiltrate than your in person drug rings.
So Evolution Market was the top market after the exodus of Silk Road 2.0, after that got taken down. And actually, I believe I think it was Agro Marketplace was number one, and I think Silk Road 2.0 was number two, and Evolution was number three, and then Evolution overtook Agro Marketplace. I haven't checked Agro Marketplace, but I suspect it's still online. I'll report back to you and post the link on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. But Evolution has been taken offline at this point.
By the feds?
No. Well, that's not clear, right? Because normally when a site goes down by federal involvement, they splash up their gang signs.
Gotcha.
Right?
We got you, Mamba Jamma.
Right.
You can't bring drugs up in our house. We got you.
That's what that is, right? They're gang signs, gang symbols, the Department of Homeland Security, Europol, these international drug busting kind of organizations. And that apparently hasn't happened with Evolution. I've yet to actually have a chance to pull up the old URL, the what they call a .onion in the world of Tor, this anonymizing system you were talking
about. Your TLD on Tor is .onion.
You can't go to a .onion site through your regular web browser. You have to use the special Tor browser, essentially, to get to these sites.
Right.
And let me give you the story here from Wired Magazine's Andy Greenberg. In the 18 months since the Silk Road online black market for narcotics was taken taken down by a swarm of three-letter agencies, a site known as Evolution has taken its place at the top of the dark web drug trade. Now Evolution 2 has suddenly dropped off the face of the internet. But unlike its Silk Road predecessor, there's no indication that law enforcement took down the newer black market. Instead, it simply mysteriously vanished, with rumors swirling that its own administrators may have run off with many millions of dollars Jeez. Of its users' drug money.
That's got to be very difficult, right? Like, so, you know, you want people to set up a business where you can sort of do business, and at the same time, since it's in the black market, you've got to trust probably some shady characters. And many of these characters say to themselves, you know, I could do a good service for people over the course of years and probably make a lot of money for myself, or I can just steal this money, remain anonymous, and go live in a South American country like a king for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I mean, you could either run this thing through till the end when you become the next Ross Ulbricht, or you could walk away with millions of dollars right. in anonymous cryptocurrency and call it a day.
So if one of these marketplaces is going to set up like eBay, right? So eBay doesn't hold your money. When eBay started, I can tell you this, you know, they didn't have PayPal back then. Basically, you decided how you were going to pay. They would expedite it sometimes with credit cards, but essentially money order, check, whatever it was that you wanted to do. You could even go pick it up back then. And they never touched money. They just charged a fee. So at some point, somebody's going to set up an online drug marketplace that is essentially like that, and the rating systems will be how the rating systems are, and they won't be escrowing money. It's the escrowing money that apparently is throwing these things into a tailspin. It makes them too big of a target. They're basically like giant banks on the internet.
You know, it's interesting. So let's talk a little bit about the escrowing factor here, because that's important to explain. When Silk Road 1.0 was out there, they created this where the idea was the buyer would place an order. They would then escrow the Bitcoins with the Silk Road website. So you upload, you know, essentially you fund the Bitcoins into the wallet on the website, and then placing the order then sucks the Bitcoins out of your wallet and into their system. And it was already in their system, and that they were in control of the wallet, period. So even the money that wasn't in escrow, whatever money that the customers might have had sitting in their Silk Road, or in this case, the Evolution Wallets system, all got taken by the administrators of the site. And so the idea was with Silk Road 2.0, they actually got rid of the escrow system. So that way people would actually have to pay, sort of trust the sellers more, essentially, because the concern was if money was in escrow, that it was a target for hacking and things like that, as you pointed out. Mm-hmm. We're coming up here on what happened with the Evolution Marketplace. It's gone. Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Mark of Free Talk Live, and I want to tell you about a new way to be prepared for emergencies. Not just big emergencies, but little ones, too. It's a source of backup power, so small that I can put it in my pocket or the glove box of my car, but it's so powerful that it can actually jumpstart a bus if I need it to. Sounds crazy, but it's not. I'm talking about a breakthrough in portable power technology called the Pocket Power Plus. If you get stranded in an airport, in your car, or you just want to go off the grid for a while, the Pocket Power Plus becomes your own personal mini power plant. Run pretty much any kind of electronic device for hours, even days if you need to. The Pocket Power Plus can also deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power that can jumpstart almost any vehicle, even the coldest winter days. Comes with free jumper cables and an accessory pack. Best part, my listeners can now get Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL to save even more. Go to PocketPowerPlus9.com, PocketPowerPlus9.com, coupon code FTL.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up anything that you'd like at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the black market online, Tor, the anonymizing system that is somewhat infamous out there. It's one of the most popular of the anonymizing systems. There are others. There's, let's see, I2P, which has just recently had the Silk Road move to, or I guess also exists on I2P. So there's now a Silk Road Underground Market on Tor, and there's now a Silk Road Underground Market on this newer system, or this less popular system that's supposedly more private, this I2P system. Again, I'm not a programmer. I haven't audited any of this code.
Yeah, my understanding of it, as I've read, and I don't understand it any better than you do, most likely, is that the I2P network is supposedly more anonymous than Tor, and I don't believe that I2P was created by the NSA, which is...
That can help.
Yeah, you know, so it's one of these things that there's perhaps a certain greater level of trust involved in I2P. However, it just hasn't caught on quite as much, so that these people are trying to set up these marketplaces sort of prefer to be on Tor, because that's where the market is.
So we got a lot more to say, I think, on this issue, because we barely have really even started to talk about what happened with the Evolution Marketplace, the world's most popular underground black market, which also, by the way, sold weapons at Evolution. That was something that Silk Road wouldn't do. The Silk Road did have, for a short time, a separate website called The Armory, which was never very popular. Hardly anyone sold anything there, and ultimately they ended up shutting it down. But there were a few things that you couldn't sell on Silk Road that you can sell, or you could, on Evolution. Now that site's down, and a lot of people are asking the question of what happened to it. We do know the price of Bitcoin has dropped since Evolution Marketplace went offline, and we can talk more about that here in moments. Plus, if you want to talk a lot more about Bitcoin, then you should be at the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's happening at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, March 28th and 29th. Mark, you and I were there last year, not at the Moody Theater, but at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It was at a different location.
Yeah.
It was a great event, and the second one is going to be even better. I mean, the first time you run a conference, you learn what to do right the next time, and you make the second one even better. So Texas Bitcoin Conference conference.com. Lots of great speakers. Anthony DiOrio, Charlie Shrem, who is now advertising himself as the first Bitcoin felon. He'll be checking into federal prison shortly after this particular event. Jason King, David Johnston, Symbala Nair, and George Gilder, as well as many others. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. Mark, are they going to have you doing emceeing this year?
I will if they want it, but they so far no one's said anything to me, but that doesn't mean that I won't be doing it.
Well, at the very least, we're going to be there throughout the entire thing, and we'll be broadcasting live. You can get a $25 discount on their already affordable $150 admission price, so just use code FTL to get the discount at TexasBitcoinConference.com. It's a great event. I'm looking forward to it, and it's coming up here in 10 days. So not too late to go to TexasBitcoinConference.com, use code FTL, and get that $25 discount. We will look forward to seeing you March 28th and 29th in downtown Austin, Texas, for the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference.
Way to make your place in history, Charlie Shrem. I'm the first Bitcoin felon. This is great marketing. You know, clouds and silver linings and whatnot.
Hey, good for him, man. I mean,
if you go to South by Southwest, the Texas Bitcoin Conference is right at the same time.
So right around the corner. Yeah, so there's more to say here on this topic. Silk Road's competitor, Evolution, now offline.
I wanted to point out, this Evolution was doing escrowing. And
that's correct.
At this point, it's not clear if they've been taken down by some government or if they just took the money and ran.
It's almost certain that it's not a government because they would put their splash page up.
Every government would do that. Just the United States government.
No, actually, the splash pages are usually multiple governments from around the world. It almost always has Europol on it, too.
Okay.
So there's, this is an international investigation in many cases to bust these websites. They're working in tandem with law enforcement all across the world.
Yeah, I mean, it would almost be like it almost looks like a false flag attack if you don't see the badges on the screen, right? And like after 9/11, they were like, it was Al-Qaeda. And people are like, well, Al-Qaeda always takes credit for these things. Why didn't they?
All these questions.
So we were talking about escrow.
Right.
So
then again, if I were the administrators of that site, that would be the first thing that I would do is just put the badges up there and be like, this site has been seized.
That wouldn't have been a bad idea, yeah.
So this escrow seems to be the real problem here, and the major sites...
Well, not necessarily.
It's not necessarily the problem.
No. Escrow was hit previously on the Silk Road. I forget it was 2.0. Maybe it happened on 1.0 as well, but... at one point during Silk Road 2.0, their escrow system got hit, and what I mean by that is whenever somebody bought something, the Bitcoin for that sale would go into escrow on the site. The site then holds that until the drugs or fake IDs or whatever it is the person was buying, until that was delivered. When the buyer then indicates, I got the product, then that releases the Bitcoins from escrow into the seller's account. The buyers and sellers accounts are also hosted by the underground site. So ultimately, if the entire site goes down, whether or not they have escrow is really not a factor. Because as long as there was money in those wallets, and there was, if you go to the Evolution Reddit right now, you can read some people's stories about how much money they allegedly had in their accounts on this site. Site goes down. The administrator has all the private keys to those accounts, and they can clean them all out.
Well, if the admins have the private keys, if they're maintaining control over the wallets, I mean, it is essentially an escrow service either way. At the end of the day, whether they call it escrow or not, if they're in control of the transfer of the funds, then it's an escrow service.
Well, it's not technically escrow from the buyer's and seller's perspective if they're not running escrow. It's just that the money's sitting on their server, essentially, or the keys are sitting on the server, and there's nothing you can do about it as a customer. You just have to understand this is the price you pay to be on anonymous black market.
But that is an escrow service. So like if we set up a black market site right now, right, and I said, okay, you buy mushrooms from me, you send from your wallet, you send bitcoins to the public key of the seller, right? Now you're bypassing the middleman. There's no escrow service.
If
the private keys are held by the marketplace, it's essentially an escrow service, even if they're not calling it one. They're holding the funds, and they're, by whatever method, deciding whether or not you actually get to take control of these bitcoins under your private key.
It's a stretch to call that escrow. I mean, it's certainly you're releasing your funds to that site, and they will do as they please with it. Escrow is generally, you don't release the funds, or the funds are not released until the product arrives. And so... But Silk Road 2.0 did not even have that after their escrow got raided. Essentially, the money that they had for escrow was put into the same wallet And so there was this really...
That sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah, there was this essentially this hot wallet, which had all kinds of Bitcoin coming in and out of it at all times. And, the you know, whatever security breach was, who knows who created it, there was this breach and somebody got in there and cleaned out that account. Now, what was really unique about Silk Road 2.0 was that they actually paid their customers back.
Right.
They, you know, this was unprecedented in the history of black markets on the internet. You know, everybody figured, oh, great, the administrators just raided their own escrow wallet, and you know, this is all a scam. And to prove that they had really been hacked, essentially, the administrators said, look, we're committed to taking the fees from this site and dedicating them all to paying back the customers who'd lost money in this escrow raid. But after that, they got rid of escrow, and then what would have had to have happened for someone to buy something on the site, you would just have to pay the seller. And you have to trust that the seller's good, which means that sellers could then, people posing as sellers could then take advantage of buyers as well. So the escrow system did a good job at protecting buyers, but ultimately, you know, whether or not the different sites use it or not, most of them still do.
Well, Bitcoin has, as I understand it, a sort of a three-party feature, a
multi-sig. Evolution had offered the multi-sig.
So let me ask you this. Why don't they move to the multi-sig? Because essentially with the multi-sig, let me try to explain
as
best I can. And I'm probably the least qualified person here to do it, but I'll
I've never actually done a multi-sig transaction.
So a multi-sig would basically, for instance, you could have a transaction where, you know, basically two people have to sign off on the transaction for it to take place. So I could send bitcoins to you, Ian, but only after Cantwell, who uses his, you know, his portion of the multi-sig says okay. And therefore, you send me the drugs that I want to have, and Cantwell says, and then I report to Cantwell, I got the drugs. And then Cantwell says, okay, and he sends the money to you. Or,
but how's that different from standard escrow?
Because I don't hold the bitcoins, is what
right.
It sounds like.
Cantwell can't run, take the money and run.
But isn't it all just an illusion?
And by the way,
anyway,
he just said he would.
If all the private keys are held by the site, then what's the point of multisig anyway?
That's not
right?
A private.
It's just an illusion.
Right.
That's not the site holding the private keys, is my understanding of it. Now,
no, it's another public key to a three-person operation.
All right. I don't understand how it would work in the context of this drug market, because you don't have the private keys to these wallets. You know, when you go to these underground marketplaces and you create a wallet there,
oh, yeah.
You don't get the private key to that wallet.
Okay. Well, this would be something different. This would be a transaction where I send from my, you know, wallet the a multi-sig transaction where I then, you get, you, Ian, get, or excuse me, Cantwell gets a sort of a key to it, and yeah. When he turns his key, then you get the money,
right.
Because the money goes to you, but only after Cantwell says okay.
Yeah, I guess I'd have to see an example of how that would work on an underground marketplace and what benefit it would provide.
I'm Googling multi-sig right now. I've never heard of it.
There's
before.
More coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Shiny badges on your backers. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. TV.